Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, the math says 10. I know 10's not going to get it done. You know, 10 might be what the Bills are offering, right? Because they've been pretty good about coming with a number and kind of holding to that number. I think the positive for him right now is that Kyren Williams is in a very similar situation and a very similar resume. And both are looking for, I think, the right kind of contract over the next couple of months from their respective teams. So there may be a little bit of a back and forth with those negotiations if they can feed off each other a little bit.
Mike Giannini of SpotTrack. Not exactly reporting James Cook is in town, but there's a lot of chatter that he is. So Adam Schefter, who over the weekend on his podcast said we won't see James Cook in town in Buffalo for quite a while. We will see if that is true.
Quite a while ended up potentially being like 48 hours.
Could be. But
we'll see.
We'll see if he's there. But there's some chatter that he's there. So I settled at 11. I'm glad to do this because I feel like this entire Cook conversation, it's probably like most conversations, Joe, where it sounds like everybody's either like, yeah, you need him, or get rid of him, never ever sign a running back. And the hypothetical is James Cook drops his ask to about $11 million per year. The Bills would agree to give 3 years, 33. You want the deal done? Yes or no? 3 years, 33. He just comes in today and says, you know what? Sorry about that 15 tweet. 11 sounds great. He's making about 5 this year. What percentage?
More than doubling his money.
Yeah, which, by the way, he already doubled it quite a bit from the year before.
Yeah.
Like the final year of a deal with performance escalators based on how good he's been, Pro Bowls and all that, your rookie contract, you can get quite a big bump. His earnings for his career, so 2 years ago he made, sorry, last year he made 1.1. And this year he'll make 5.2. He's already making a lot more.
Yep.
And now he says 11 sounds good. Would you sign it? 3 for 33. You want it signed? I can tell you what the Twitter poll results are early on. Of course, give our answers. My answer is sure, fine.
My guess is that's also how most people are probably going to answer.
Sure, fine.
Is that like I'm in for that. I'll sign that deal.
I'll do that.
Yeah. I would not sign that deal. But I don't know that there's many contracts that I would really sign him to. But even at 11, 11 is a fair number for him. If you compare that to other running backs in the league and what they make, you're right in really, what, Aaron Jones, right, is in that territory.
And Aaron Jones is a great comp, is he not?
He's a pretty good comp. Yeah. It's lower than Kamara and Jacobs. It's a little bit higher than Mixon and James Conner and David Montgomery. And I think that's right. That's the sweet spot. That's about what I think he's probably worth. And I would not sign him to that contract. I would not sign him to a 3-year contract almost for any amount of money. But anything that's reasonable, and I think 11 is reasonable, I'm still a no on it.
You just want to move on.
I want a different guy. I want a different guy at a younger age. I don't want to invest in a running back
that's got
that much tread on the tires after four seasons.
He does not have very much tread on the tires.
But he has some.
He doesn't have tread from college. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find a guy that has less tread on the tires than Cook.
But he's got more than anybody that's coming out of college.
You might find somebody.
Most guys coming out of college. Unless Derrick Henry is coming out of college again. Guy that's getting 400 carries a year.
He'll be
700. He'll be 700, 800 touches into his NFL career probably by the end of the year. And you're right. Like, by comparison to, like, when Henry signed, this was true. When Barkley signed, this was true. Some of the elite guys, they have double what Cook does. But it's still a number. It's still a number. And he'll be 27 years old going into that next year. I'm not doing it because more so of the age. And because I'm afraid that they're going to go 2 years too many with a back where almost every time you sign a guy to that contract, you, at the end of it, the last 2-3 years of a contract like that, are going to be regretting it.
The idea that Cook has this year and one more year and then you think he's toast?
That's the thing. I don't know when he'll be toast. I don't know when any of these guys will be toast.
No, that's right.
I mean,
but the point for me is, and this always is where I land up with Cook, which, again, mandatory minicamp opens today. If you offer me, I'll sign him for 3 years for 33,
yeah,
or spend another second-round pick on a running back, I want him signed. Are they gonna replace him with a premium asset? Are they gonna decide that, you know what, we're going to spend these assets on running backs and then never get the benefit of re-signing them,
right,
because we don't sign running backs? So I'll go ahead and spend that money so I can have 3 second-round picks dedicated to something else.
So you would rather, what you're kind of saying is, if I'm not giving James Cook $11 million, I'd rather just go do that with another running back than spend a second-round pick on it.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Because the odds that they're going to go into a season without investing something in the position are they low? I mean, because for me, like, I just throw another fourth-round pick at it. Throw another fourth-round pick at it, that guy with Ray Davis, and you are good. You are set.
Should I trust they're going to throw fourths, though?
But that's the thing. I don't know how much you want to trust them for that. Is it a... I mean, he's the highest investment they've ever made at running back, right? And that was trading down twice at the end of the second round and then drafting James Cook. So, I could go look what the value charts would say about that, but he was probably more of like a third-round investment for them, because they got assets by moving down twice and picked him like with the second to last pick of round two or whatever it ended up being. It was right at the bottom. Like, they didn't spend, they didn't do what the Jets did. Didn't the Jets move up for Breece Hall at like 34 overall, 35 overall? Like, to me, there are different levels of, I drafted a running back in the second round. If you told me the Bills are going to move up in round two the next year and go hunting for some running back, then I would rather have James Cook at 11. But I guess I'm confident that they wouldn't do that. I'm confident that they would. That's not in their DNA of how they treat the position. That even in this one, were they backed into a corner where all their receivers that maybe could have liked in that second round were gone,
yeah,
and they moved down twice and like, okay, well, we like this guy, let's pick him.
That's always what it kind of read like.
So, like, I don't even know that they weren't hunting him when they drafted him.
They've been hunting the position, J.D. McKissic.
But even that was a very specialty type of player at the position,
but
right?
Like, sub-back?
A sub-back is what they called him.
Which is kind of what they drafted Cook as, and
right,
then he became more of a feature guy that could do a lot more.
Yeah, so I guess all I'm saying is I still have doubt that the Bills will chase the position like that. If they move on from Cook, I think it'll be an indication that we just don't value the position in that way. And for me, it would be a lot about when you don't sign running backs. And I would like to believe that they would know our line's really good, Josh Allen's really good, we don't have to go crazy replacing this guy.
So the Twitter poll right now, what percentage of Bills fans would say, yes, I'll sign 3 years, 33 for Cook?
I'm going to guess like 68% are saying yes.
78%.
78%?
78%.
Would sign him to a 3-year deal for $33 million?
Because part of what's baked into
$33 million total, obviously.
$33 total, sure. And again, like fake numbers, real numbers, whatever. part of what's baked into this is, how should we approach the Bills' offense? Should it be, it was great, it doesn't need changes?
Mm-hmm.
Or should it be more of a, it was great, who cares if there's a small change? Because
right.
when Bean came on to defend their approach this offseason, which a lot of people defended, made a lot of sense to most mm-hmm. of us, his idea, his part of his belief was, we were amazing on offense last year. The offense doesn't really need much help. And, of course, they swapped out two receivers for two different receivers. But if you're going to say the offense was amazing last year, then the pieces of it do matter. And I think that's where you get 78% of Bills fans saying, yes, sign it. The three-headed monster at running back, Ty Johnson is signed. You're definitely not going to have to pay Ray Davis anymore for the next 3 years.
No.
You could basically have these three, your three-headed monster, for the next 3 years, 3-4 years, and you might like that quite a bit. So you would have what you had last year at running back that worked exceedingly well. The Bills were number one in the NFL in EPA when passing to their running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Cook is not even their best pass catching back. He had a great season. You would just say, run it back with the line and the backs. That will just run it back for a couple of years.
If they keep the line together.
Which is another part of this. They have to sign Connor McGovern and probably Osiris Torrance.
David Edwards also is in the final year of his contract. Yeah. I'm not like pressing that they've got to sign David Edwards, but
McGovern to me
was relatively good last year.
I think McGovern's the one they've got to re-sign at the top of the list.
Like, right. And that's where,
unless they're gonna, turn things to Cedric Van Pan Granger.
As you lay that out, like run it back, like find what pieces are the most valuable to what my offense was last season and keeping that going, I would value right now their interior offensive line more than I would value their number one running back. It's Cook will be a bigger name because he gets the football and because he's the guy they'll talk about on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy football too, right? Like, he's just, running backs are going to be bigger names because of all of it. They've always been bigger stars in the league for obvious reasons. But what makes their offense go more? Those three positions in the middle, up front, or Cook? And for me, if I had to choose between one of those two, and that's a good question of whether you would have to choose, could you sign all four of those guys? You can make some small, if you have to make a small change, I guess what I'm saying is I would rather make that small change with the running back that goes with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, rather than, well, let me try a different combination up front. Their line to me is, their line up front, other than quarterback, is their best position group on the football team.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to change that up. I wouldn't want to mess with that. I would want to keep that together as long as I can, especially McGovern and Torrance. Edwards maybe you could see as being a little bit more replaceable, but I would want to prioritize that before figuring out what I'm doing at running back. Even though you had some star players at the position last year that really showed, like, okay, Barkley, yeah, you were worth the money. Derrick Henry, you were worth the money that Baltimore gave you. Still think you see a ton of examples around the league of guys that put up really good numbers because their lines are great. And I would want to think that you could replace your backfield pretty easily, and if your line is still great, you're going to have a good run game. You're going to have a good run game.
Well, what's the mission? Is it to have a good – this is the root of the offensive conversation to me. Is it to have a good offense weeks 1 through 17 or to have a good offense weeks 1 through 4 of the postseason? Because, like, Cook was –
postseason.
Right. Hey, I'll have the same offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I need – like, Cook wasn't on the field on the final play. He was on the field on the final drive a couple times, and they took him off the field. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he's in town today. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2552 to join us. James Cook in mandatory minicamp. After that, let's say he shows up.
Yeah.
All right. Now what?
What do we do next after that?
Now what? See how Keon Coleman looks at
I was going to say,
minicamp.
Like, it starts to – isn't the next thing to really dive into after we figure out what's going on with Cook? Because – like, defensively, they made all their moves. We know who's suspended. We know who's injured in Bosa. Like, it's just waiting for a corner competition between Maxwell Hairston and Tre'Davious White. And maybe Jair Alexander. We'll see.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
It's about the offense. It's about two guys on offense. It's about Kincaid and it's about Coleman. Two guys that were drafted high were your first pick in each of the last two drafts before this past one and have been, to different extents, letdowns. Coleman was a rookie, so I'm not going to really go too hard on that. He was a letdown last year, but you certainly want more out of both of them, and I think anybody would love to see their offense have what it was last year and have one of those two really pop. And what that could mean for their offense, whether it's needed for their offense. Like, to me, figuring out where we're at with Coleman and Kincaid is the next thing. Because defensively, I'm just waiting to see if Harrison's going to start. And that's it. Everything else I feel like is figured out.
And if Bosa's healthy.
Right. Which,
right, is that about it?
Will we get some sign of that today?
No, I don't think so. I think he's
probably, we won't get an up. They said probably training camp, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's right.
Wouldn't get much of an update probably in the next day or two?
No. Well, who knows? We'll see. But I don't think so. You know, you mentioned Jair Alexander. There's a fun thought experiment if you want to get there. The Jordan Schultz, NFL reporter, said that the Bills and Packers had discussed a Jair Alexander trade. So let's when was this? When that might have happened matters. I don't think there's a spot for Jair Alexander right now. But it is kind of interesting to think about how different the entire offseason could have been,
yeah,
had they signed him. And that doesn't mean their draft class is very different or their approach isn't different, but the order of what happened, let's say Alexander is their first move. They trade for Jair Alexander.
Okay.
The Packers cleared $17 million in cap.
By releasing him.
I don't know how much the Bills would have taken on if they took Alexander, but
it wouldn't have been nothing, though.
It wouldn't have been nothing.
It would have been more than Tre'Davious White.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
My question is, would it be about the same as Bosa? Because that would be your Bosa. You would have done the Bosa thing in the secondary, where here's a guy who's really good, he's battled injuries, we're going to take a chance, and we'll see if he can make a difference. And if they had acquired Jair Alexander, we would have probably penciled him in as corner number two day one,
yeah,
provided that he's healthy. Okay, now they've got that. Maybe they don't sign Bosa. Maybe they just are happy with Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi. They've got more of a need at defensive end. Maybe defensive end goes first round and third round. And maybe they go, whatever. It's a little butterfly effect that's a deal they looked into and it never went anywhere. I think it's probably for the best that it didn't. He's missed so much time.
Mm-hmm.
And for my money, anybody can get hurt. But if I'm taking a risk on who I'm going to pay and boom, bust, if he doesn't play, how will I be? If it's a Bosa versus a Jair Alexander, I think I like the Bosa bet better, personally.
Hmm.
I think I like the Bosa bet better.
Because they are similar in that way, that they are top players where their biggest concern is absolutely
unavailable.
Yeah. The team acquiring Jair Alexander would have been on the hook for $8 million.
Right, that's not bad. That's
hold
fine.
On. I don't know if that's exactly right, though. I got to see if there's other stuff added into that. But whatever. It's more than Tre'Davious White would have been. I wonder if it could have affected their draft. Because if you signed, this is why like him signing right now might feel like a little, it's not even necessarily Tre'Davious White for me, that part of it. Because like Tre'Davious White, at this point, big, beloved Bill, all-time legend, going to be a Wall of Fame guy. But like last year, he was replaceable. He's a replaceable player. The Rams benched him and then got rid of him for nothing. And then the Ravens had him in and out of the lineup. And he played okay in Baltimore, but he was a spare part last year. Like, he is not Tre'Davious White of old. If he had Bob Smith was his name, and he had the year he did last season, then I don't think we would be treating him as anything on this roster right now. But he's there. The bigger problem for me is that Hairston exists. And if you were to sign Jair Alexander right now,
you think you wouldn't take Hairston?
And let's say it's a healthy contract.
Right.
No, if you did it right, this can go back to that too, though.
You could block him out.
Because if you sign Alexander and he stays healthy, he's not coming off the field.
Yep.
And neither is Christian Benford. So at that point, I guess that would be good because if Alexander stays healthy, I mean, you might have an all-pro corner on your hands. But your rookie's never playing. Your rookie's never, like, there's no plan to put him in,
yeah,
other than, well, we're waiting for Alexander to get hurt. And that's where now to revert back to before the draft, I wonder if he could have actually changed their draft plans. Like, would they have drafted Maxwell Hairston if Jaire Alexander was on the roster? Because, again, to my point, you're never playing the rookie unless that guy gets hurt. And you might bet on it, him getting hurt, but I don't think both of those things really could coexist easily. You might have done something else in the draft had you signed Alexander.
Might have.
I just think he rates higher than Trey White does a lot.
They did ultimately, you know, they signed Bosa and still drafted a defensive end with one of their top picks. Alexander, depending on the cap hit, it would have been a bit of a gamble. But they would have had their interest in it. But as you lay it out now, I don't think there's really any pathway.
He'd be replacing Dane Jackson to me on the roster.
Right. And is he going to sign up for that? Doesn't he think he can probably still, if he's healthy, he can start. So he gets to pick wherever he wants to go and go somewhere. Go start for Miami after they trade Jalen Ramsey, if they can trade Jalen Ramsey.
The other thing, too, like, one reason I'm differentiating between White and Alexander, because they might sound similar. Like, hey, these were all pro corners that haven't been able to stay healthy for the last 2 years, 3 years. And, like, why should I assume Alexander is more likely, if he stays on the field, to give me a high level of play than Trey White is? I think it's the nature of the injuries. Trey White tore his ACL and then tore his Achilles.
No, that's tough.
Like, the two worst injuries you can really have in football. Alexander, it's been more nagging injuries. His injury history is missed 2 games with a groin pull, 6 weeks with a shoulder injury, 1 week with another groin pull, 13 weeks AC joint sprain. That's a shoulder injury. So, not good, but I'd much rather have a shoulder injury as a corner than a knee injury or an Achilles injury. Missed a game with a concussion, missed a couple more games with groin injuries. I guess he's got a lot of these soft tissue stuff. I mean, you got to go back 8 years to anything knee-wise, ankle-wise, and those are the injuries I would really be scared of. So, soft tissue can be nagging, can be annoying, but I do think they're different in that way. I think if Alexander stayed healthy, I would expect him to be better than a healthy Tre'Davious White would.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mandatory minicamp. 24 teams report for mandatory minicamp today. The terms of the Aaron Rodgers contract are out, and they're interesting.
And weird.
Very interesting. I'll tell you about them when we return. And I think it defines what is a good season and kind of what... How different teams have different championships, right? I've kind of said to you the Sabres championship is just making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They kind of have to get promoted to play.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Playoff team. That's their cup right now. It's making the playoffs. Well, I think Pittsburgh has a brand new Lombardi trophy. And they might not be proud of it, but it's reality. That's next.
You're getting a 41-year-old quarterback who has a chip on his shoulder. A guy last year, from an individual standpoint, had comparable stats to Josh Allen. Both threw for over 3,000 yards. Both had 28 touchdowns. Yes, Aaron Rodgers had 11 interceptions. Josh Allen had 6 interceptions and had an MVP-type season. Nevertheless, man, if I'm the Steelers right now, I'm treating Aaron Rodgers like a hired mercenary, like an assassin, like John Wick. I don't need you to reset the culture. I need you to come in, win football games, and lay your opponent down and go home.
Former Steelers offensive lineman Willie Colon, who apparently saw a tweet where it's Aaron Rodgers had the same season as Josh Allen. Isn't it so much better, Bills fans, to be on the other side of that instead of the life we used to live? Is like, Trent Edwards' last 12 games are the same as Dan Marino's first 12 games. man, when you are Google statting five specific stats to prove your quarterback is actually way better than people realize, he's clearly not that good. End of story.
Yep.
Rodgers had the same season as Josh Allen. Uh-huh. Josh Allen do anything else? Anything else? Rodgers was playing from behind in every game. The Bills ended games by the third quarter, five times? Same season, Steelers fans.
12 rushing touchdowns.
Also. Oh, that's it. Do those count?
Forgot about that part.
Those count. So Rodgers' contract. His contract has lots of incentives, and hidden in here, Albert Breer of SportsIllustrated.com had the details. He, first off, has to play 70% of the offensive snaps to be eligible for a lot of these incentives.
Okay, so he's got to be on the field.
Got to be on the field. If they make the playoffs, he gets $500,000, $500,000. If it's a first-round bye or if they win in the wild card round, with him taking at least half the snaps, that's another $600,000. So basically, if they get their first playoff win since 2016, it's a $1.1 million boost for him.
Okay.
And if they win the divisional round, it's another $750,000. AFC Championship, $1 million. Super Bowl, $1.5 million. If he wins the regular season MVP, $1.5 million. So he's got $3 million in incentives tied to winning the Super Bowl or winning the league's MVP award.
Interesting. I think Josh Allen and Mahomes, were the only two quarterbacks that had an MVP incentive in their contracts last year.
I remember Allen's was the biggest in the league.
And it was the biggest, yeah. This Rodgers one, though, might be higher, if I remember right. Or maybe it's on par with it.
1.5, I think that's right on par.
Not that anybody in the world expects him to even be in consideration for MVP this year.
No.
What type of season would he have to have? I mean, he'd have to throw for 5,000 yards and lead them to, the one seed? Pittsburgh, just good luck with that. So, I guess what's the takeaway from his incentives? That it's all based on playoff success for a team that nobody believes is going to have any playoff success?
What they really want to do is win in the wild card round. They want to take a step they haven't taken in almost a decade.
Right.
Their playoff win drought is legit. And all right, let's try it one more time for Mike Tomlin to get that playoff win. If you're Tomlin,
maybe one more time. I mean, they might try five more times.
That's right. Honestly, they probably will. And who knows if who plays for them next year? But if you're the Steelers and you're Tomlin, are you feeling like you have to prove that you can win a playoff game to get your next 5 years as coach of the Steelers? He's had to answer questions about trade rumors. You know, they fired an offensive coordinator for the first time in franchise history in the last 2 years. They've gone through lots of changes, and you kind of just wonder how the coach feels about that and where he sits with that, because he's the reason they have Rodgers, and he's trying to win.
What's interesting, though, is this is where it's kind of a strange fit, but what does it do for you if he cashes in on these? A couple of them. What is it? Best case scenario. Let's play it out. Rodgers has, what would you say the best case scenario for him is? He's going to go for what? He'll throw for 4,000 yards and he won't turn the ball over maybe as much as he did last year. The offense is like above average.
Sure. The best case scenario is
he's healthy.
He has Josh's season throwing the ball like he kind of just did, which is,
right.
You know.
But maybe he doesn't turn the ball over.
Doesn't turn it over
20 times.
He's part of an offense. He and DK Metcalf have some chemistry.
Okay.
The Steelers get their usual overachievement from a defense that's got some pieces on it, and they win a playoff game.
Okay. Let's play that. That's to me, that is the best case scenario.
And then what happens?
Exactly. Congratulations.
What's it for?
Like, you fun season if you're a Steeler fan, probably, and you won a playoff game. Maybe that was a really fun. Maybe you beat Kansas City. Everybody would love you if you did that.
I would love them.
But whatever you do, you're starting over again next year. Unless you're going again with him. But is he playing at 42? Maybe he would. Maybe that's the answer. But like, really, that's where the best case scenario and the worst case scenario to me are almost kind of the same. Because if all of that happens and they win a playoff game, then it's, ooh, what do we do here?
I know.
Do we try for another veteran quarterback and just do that again? Yeah. Or do we blow it up? Do we rebuild? Do we trade TJ Watt away? Like, because to me, that is probably the answer if it all implodes. If it all implodes and they're really bad and Rodgers is dramatic and he gets hurt, or him and Tomlin are fighting all the time and he's just a bad quarterback, whatever, and they win 6 games, I think Tomlin would probably still be the coach, but isn't Tomlin leading them through some quasi-rebuild if they just implode this year?
Can
you think he'd be gone?
Can I say two words that would be, you know, as you're laying that out for Pittsburgh, what do they do if it goes well and Rodgers has to retire or it blows up?
Right, like to me, it's not that different what comes next, no matter what happens this season.
I know. I saw this name and this is what comes next.
What?
Kirk Cousins.
That's the same thing.
I know.
That's the same thing.
Isn't that what they want to do?
So what are they doing? They're just wasting time.
I'm just looking for the next oldest quarterback that needs a job, and that's Kirk Cousins.
Right.
So Cousins, I don't know if he gets traded this year. He's going to show up to mandatory minicamp. He's a very expensive backup behind Michael Penix Jr.
Well, right.
So what does he do next? He wants a trade, and the Steelers at the end of this year, after Rodgers leads them to a 9-8 record and a first-round playoff exit, they're like, all right, what now?
Well,
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, right. Like, maybe if they do that again, because to me, like, that's just, you're just going around in the hamster wheel. You're just going over and over and over.
Isn't that pretty much their whole organizational identity right now?
Pretty much. But what's going to change first? Is the owner going to decide, or is Tomlin going to decide, I'm done with this, and they split as a relationship? Will Tomlin make the right call on a quarterback, trade way up in the draft, you know, land, who's a free agent? Is there a big-name free agent next year that's on the market that isn't 42? Or, I mean, Kirk Cousins?
The next two oldest quarterbacks are Cousins and Stafford.
Like,
and Stafford. Just re-signed, but Stafford's not going to go to Pittsburgh.
But land a good, talented, young quarterback. That's the second path. Or the third path is just that they are horrible. And that's how they get there. And I think that's the most likely way that this continues. That one of these years, the hamster wheel is going to stop. And maybe it's this year, Rodgers' age is too much and they're not able to do anything on offense. But I think basically we're just waiting for the season where the Steelers win 5 games. It's all we're doing. We're waiting for the 5-win season. And then they're going to draft their quarterback. And only then will they be interesting.
I would look forward to betting against them drafting a quarterback in that spot.
If they were in the top 5?
Yeah.
That would be unbelievable. They'd finally be in a position to do it.
They said this year, Mark Caboli, who covers the Steelers this year, said the Steelers had a number of first-round grades, and they would be open to take a quarterback if he was the number one player on their board. Like, they would take a defensive tackle with their first pick in the first round. They would pass up on a quarterback with a first-round grade for a player that's a higher grade than that. So that's a guy that covers the team regularly saying, even in a spot where they could use a young quarterback and they would have a first-round grade on like a Jackson Dart, they would instead have taken a defensive tackle if that guy was graded higher. Which, to me, represents there's not really much reason to think that they would take a quarterback because of the organizational approach. And that position is, of course, the most important. And yet, what do they do with it? They just farm it out. They're prepared to go into the season with Mason Rudolph if this didn't come together.
Well, see, that eventually, I would think even Tomlin is going to get sick of year after year after year doing it with a different guy. Do they? How many years in a row do we think they've had a different week one starter? This year it's Rodgers. Last year it was Fields. The year before that it would have been Pickett, right? The year before that it would have been Rudolph, because Pickett doesn't come in until that Bills game, which is later in the year. I should go back and find. Like, how many years in a row have they had a different guy? Eventually Tomlin is going to get sick of that. And, all right, if you don't want to go with a young guy, then I need to start looking at who you're going to trade for eventually. And that's why I'm going to be maybe keeping on Dak Prescott this year. Because that's the guy I bet Tomlin's got his eye on. Because that's a guy that could get out of there in like a year.
Ron and Alden, quickly before the break. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to throw a quick hockey question to you. You know that the puck over the glass penalty they call, you know it's always an accident, but it happens. But how come they don't, what about the intentional offsides? I mean, that's intentional. Or what about when a player purposely ices the puck? How come those things aren't looked at as delay of games? Or just get rid of the over-the-glass puck penalty? Because it just seems like there's more other things that happen that happen. So I just want to throw it out there with the finals going on, and Edmonton won a game because of it. But I'm just thinking like the intentional offside delay game, stuff like that. I just want to throw your thoughts at that. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron.
Well,
they moved the face off for an intentional offside, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. And icing is icing.
He's saying if you were deemed to have purposely iced it. But see, that's the thing.
You do want to purposely ice it sometimes. You're just, you know.
That's what he's saying. It's the same objective is being reached where I'm flipping a puck out of play because I need a whistle and I need a face-off and I need to get out of my own end versus I'm purposely icing the puck because I need a whistle and I need a face-off.
Well,
it's the same objective from the defender's point of view.
Sure, but in the case of one, the penalty is that you don't get the rest. You stay on the ice. If you flip it out of play,
right?
Your penalty. I mean,
why shouldn't it be 2 minutes? I guess
for icing.
For icing it on, right? Like, well, that's the key difference is puck out of play isn't, well, did you do it on purpose? It's just you put it out of play, and right. I don't think you can live in a world where an icing is a 2 minute penalty.
No, of course not.
Icing happens way more often.
Icing is allowed. Icing is fine. It's your. I guess in what the case that he's making is you're making a decision to take a whistle and a penalty for doing a thing that's not allowed, right. But it is allowed. I mean, I don't really have much.
He's asking more, I think, about like what is the difference, and I think the key difference is one happens way more than the other. That's it. Like, I'm not even saying the objectives of the defender and what they're accomplishing are different, but I get a puck out of play once, not even once a game, right? Definitely not even once a game in an NHL hockey game. Versus an icing, what do I get? 4 icings a game? 5 icings a game?
I wouldn't even know the number.
But it's definitely more than puck out of play.
And there is
by a lot. And I'm not stopping the game every 3 minutes for a penalty because a guy iced it.
And there is a penalty. The penalty is where the face-off is and that you can't change your players. Yeah. That's a penalty. It's just not a 2-minute penalty. 803-0550 to join us. Thanks, Ron. Get a break in. Sal checks in top of the hour ahead of mandatory minicamp. We'll see if he's been hearing potentially that James Cook is, in fact, going to be in town. We'll see if he reports today. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Happy June 10th. It's Tuesday. It's warm out. June, let me tell you, what a comeback. After May was terrible,
yeah,
June's been rocking.
It's my last day in my 20s.
30 years old tomorrow.
What did you do on your last day in your 20s? Anything? Do people do that? It's a Tuesday night, so it's not like...
That I don't remember. I do remember my 30th birthday very well.
Yeah?
Yes. Because...
Did you go away for it, or...
That's not the reason. How many singular birthdays do you remember? I remember my 30th.
I remember my 21st. Some of it. I remember my, I don't think I remember any specific birthday since then.
I turned 21 during COVID. The first month of COVID.
Okay.
Do you remember the day? The party? Like you, what I'm getting at is, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I've had.
Oh yeah, it snowed on my birthday during COVID. It was in April. It was super fun.
I remember my 28th birthday only because it was 2 days after my wedding, and we were flying to Venice that day.
Okay.
So I spent it in,
traveling.
Driving to Toronto and then in the air.
Yeah. I remember my 30th because, and I've mentioned this before many times, but my 30th birthday is the day that Michael Jackson died.
Oh.
Yeah. And with that,
and I remember that day too because it was my last day of high school.
There you go. That's when I turned 30. I remember where we went to grab food, and I remember that people driving their cars up and down the street were just blasting Michael Jackson music all the time because Michael Jackson had died that day.
Okay. It actually might have been my last day of middle school now that I'm thinking about it.
All right.
What year did he die?
2009. I turned 30.
Yeah, that was my last day.
He died June 25th, 2009.
Yeah, sorry, but that was my last day of middle school, not my last day of high school.
I'm unfazed by this information. Unfazed.
Uh-huh.
Sal Capaccio on the other side. We'll see, maybe what the latest is on James Cook. If there's growing belief that he might be reporting to mandatory minicamp, we'll find out. Adam Schefter had it earlier in the week that he won't be in Buffalo anytime soon, so we'll get Sal's thoughts on that. Edmonton and Florida played last night. The Panthers lead now 2-1 after a blowout win. They had back-to-back overtime games, and the Panthers rolled them in Game 3. So next up, Game 4. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.